Howdy, guys. Now, us real guys all know that Femons are not really victims half the time. They are the instigators, and they are entitled. Now, here's a 20-year-old Femon. Then she's got all the red flags. Bright-colored hair, tats, nose ring, full makeup. But she's just like all the rest. She made some content and put it online with another Femon. Well, it's pretty obvious what the content was. Then the Femons agreed to split the money that they made from the content. But the trouble is that the other Femon wasn't old enough to be doing that sort of thing. She was too young to give her consent, really. And how the police found out about it was this young Femon reported it. And my guess is the other Femon wasn't giving her enough money and they had a falling out. Anyway, this Femon ended up in court, where, of course, she was sobbing in the dock. Well, that's their first line of defense. The sympathy trope. Then the judge said she could face 6 years in jail. I'm not surprised. Making content like that with an underage person is a serious crime. At least it would be if this had been a male. She said she did it because of the money to feed her drug habit. Oh, well, then that's all right. You can go free now. Actually, she did. The judge gave her a 2-year suspended sentence, has to sign the sex registrar for 10 years, but he also sent her to drug rehabilitation. As she said, she's very vulnerable. So even the judge reckons that she's a victim as well. Let's assume a 20-year-old guy films risky content and puts it online. Femon, what would he get? I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys, but it's a goddamn joke, isn't it? I mean, take a look at the state of this Femon and her life, and she's only 20. But still, she's entitled up to the wazoo. Take it easy, fellas.